I'll call us September 3rd, common council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
This excuse.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the virtual.
Here.
Let's begin to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please come and use the microphone in the front. What's your name and address? Anyone? Okay, seeing no one rise, I will close the citizens' comment period. I will reopen the citizen comment period.
Good evening, Mayor Olson. We're back again about giving us a secretary for monitoring. You said that you would find us one to replace the deal. He was the old part. Can you hear now?
Yeah, a little better.
I'm back about giving us a secretary for the QMC. And it's been about 5 months, so I'm here to see when you will get us one. Because you said you would find us one. So
I'm supposed to.
It's been quite a while. I don't know when Joe Leo will be back or what. So I just thought I'd bring it up.
Thank you. I'll have that taken care of shortly.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, I'll close it for a second time. Move on to item B2 as a narrow announcement for the common council and the public. The National Association of Industrial and Office Parks is showcasing the Ballpark Commons development at one of their meetings, which is a showcase where they discuss and talk about and show a major development in the area. They're doing Ballpark Commons on October 2nd. It starts at 3 o'clock. There is a registration fee, I believe, and information has been emailed to all of you, I believe. So, just let you know. And that's it. Move on to item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting on August 20th.
So move.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Item for B2A, planning staff support for boards and commissions. It said that it provided an update on planning staff support for boards and commissions, but it does not say that you said that everything was back to regular support, which is what former Alderwoman Margie Shore just spoke about. So I thought it would be good to add that it wasn't just about staff support, but that it was supposed to be back to regular business.
I don't believe I said that. I said it worked to make it back. But I also said that the staff needs to have time to train, and that's what they're in the middle of. So, no, I did not say that.
I believe you did, but we have to look for that.
Okay, thank you.
The move and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. No hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. We move on to G1, which is project update for Ballpark Commons. I believe Mr. Marzo is going to do that.
What would you like me to get the microphone? Do this without my notes.
Or take it over there. So.
Yeah, I
think it's sit down.
It's going to be a minute. Just go ahead and sit down.
Go take it.
I will. That'll bite.
We're all friends here. It's okay.
I do like the acoustics are much better in this room, and we got windows too than the other one. On the
just
side
wait.
Note.
Two more weeks. Just wait.
So, Greg Marceau, 8820 South 68, Franklin. The update on the Ballpark Commons. On the infrastructure, all of our utilities, be it the water, is in life throughout the site. Sanitary sewer has all been completed, with the exception of a few adjustments and things of that nature. The same as the storm sewer is all in life. With the exception of a few technicalities, we need to clean up on our south pond to get that upgrade certified. So all the utilities are basically complete at this point in time. South side of Rawson Avenue, the curbs are all in on New Ballpark Drive, and we are paving the road. We started that today. We should have the binder complete by tomorrow. Another week or two, depending on the weather, to finish up some sidewalks and stuff behind that, but then that road will be usable, in a usable condition.
Just binder coat.
Just binder, yeah. We'll leave it in binder until the buildings are basically complete, and then the surface will go on at the end of the apartment construction time period. North of Rawson, we've got the curbs were completed today on the east half of Ballpark Drive, kind of the main entrance at the roundabout to the Rock out to 76th Street. And probably later next week, we'll be paving that stretch of road. That will get paved to completion, same as the east half north, or the west half north of Rawson Avenue on that side. The off-site improvements, we've got the, everything has been done, all the underground is completed now on the 76th Street and on the Rawson intersection, where we had to add those turn lanes coming through that. Those will get poured back into concrete by middle of next week on that. So we got a few little other stuff to work in to go through that. But then, like I said, middle of next week, we'll have the main line paving back up and running. We'll have to do a little light pole work behind the curbs, and then we can pour the medians back together. So a few more weeks, we'll have the barrels back out of there on the 76th Street side. The landscaping, we've got the south side berm on the south of Rawson Avenue that we did a walkthrough with the neighbors, at least the neighbors that wanted to join us here a few weeks ago with myself and Mandel and the landscape designer. We walked that, made a few adjustments where we could accommodate those folks. And that is probably 3/4 planted at this point in time. I think most of the evergreens are in, and then the deciduous trees will have to go in here. We didn't work today, it was a little muddy out there. But that should be in the next week and a half or so, we should have that complete as well. Now, as we follow through with paving, we'll get the streets planted and the street lighting and that stuff in on that side. Now, Mike couldn't be here tonight, but as far as the buildings, which I'm not directly involved on some of that, but I know they sent the basic update is they're in for building permit now on the apartments, the golf, and the indoor sports complex. And those will be the next three buildings to start soon.
The north berm, we talked about that. Is that the issue with your...
It will be this week.
I did get a call from a constituent quite angry that there was work still being done on Rawson Avenue and they had two sunny days and why weren't they out there finishing? I called them back.
The work on Rawson, there is a lot of progressions as you go through that with not only on the surface, but utilities have to go in underground. There's inspections and things that you have to go through on working on the county side. So even though it may appear that there's not a ton happening, it's still progressing in a good fashion that way.
Questions for Mr. Marshall? Thank you very much, Greg.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Item G2 is an update from the Franklin Tourism Commission. We have three members.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
No? Yeah, do you want to pass those away, please?
For those of you who don't know, this is Chairman Schmetzler.
Hi. So I'm Amy Schmetzler. I'm the chairwoman of the Tourism Commission, and I am actually here with a couple of my other commissioners. My vice chair is Sean Marevka, and then we have Commissioner Wiley with us, and then we have also two of our ad hoc members, Randy Grass and Barbara Wazner. So I'm actually here to talk to you guys about what the Tourism Commission has done in the last year or so, and then to get some feedback regarding the frequency and format for our report outs going forward. So what you have in front of you is a little presentation that we put together to kind of explain where we're at as the Tourism Commission. If you turn to the first page, it has our vision, mission, and values. The vision is the same vision statement as the City of Franklin. So even though the Tourism Commission is independent, an independent commission, we wanted to have our vision statement match the city so we would have a way to tie us back to the city. And then below that is our mission statement, which is to promote the City of Franklin, Wisconsin as the premier destination in southeastern Wisconsin for fun, business, and entertainment and recreation. And then the last thing that you see on that page is our core values. And these are the pillars upon which the Franklin Tourism Commission decides how to spend our funding. So the first pillar is market. We engage in marketing activities designed to increase tourism awareness, brand. We brand Franklin as a place that has a high quality of life for both residents and visitors. Welcome. We support visitors and businesses and develop. We partake in activities designed to bring additional revenue streams to the commission and to the city. The next page is the commission history and makeup. Just to kind of give some background about how the commission was formed. In 2017, the commission was formed based on a Wisconsin state statute that said that a portion of the room tax revenue from all the hotels and motels in the city of Franklin needed to be used for tourism promotion and development. The commission is currently supported by our Director of Economic Development, Callie Berg, and we have 5 voting members and then 2 ad hoc non-voting members. And one of the 5 voting members is actually a representative of the hotel motel industry so that we can make sure that somebody in that sector is helping us to make good decisions on how we spend that funding. The next page is going to really kind of get into some of the meat of what the commission has done. So the first page is the branding activities. As you can recall, last year and into a little bit of this year, we worked with the Economic Development Commission on the new brand and logo for the city. To offset the costs for taxpayers, if you'll remember, the commission, the Tourism Commission paid for 60% of that, and the city paid for the remaining 40 out of their share of the room tax revenue as well. We invited 5 different firms. As you know, Feel was selected. That was a long process for selecting that firm, and then we went through several months of rounds and revisions on logos and taglines and things like that, and then we finally selected the new logo, or you all selected the new logo, and the tagline, celebrating quality of life. So now, the Tourism Commission has kind of taken all of that work from Feel, and we continue to expand the brand in support of tourism promotion. So if you flip to the next page, some of the other projects that we've done in support of this are, we have taken a community inventory of assets. So we worked with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism in a facilitation meeting to come up with a list of all of the tourism-related assets in the city of Franklin. So you're getting a handout of that list now for your reference, and we continue to add to it as new things come up, like the conservancy for healing, and as other things come up, we will continue to add to this list so that we can make sure that we are promoting all the great things that Franklin has to offer, not only visitors, but residents as well. The second...
Amy,
yes?
On this chart, you've got a local, regional, destination. That's the target market for that, or that's who you believe is service?
A little bit of both, actually. A little bit of both. The next handout, sorry, don't sit down. The next handout that I'm going to give you is for the next bullet point, which is the Wisconsin Department of Tourism 50-50 Co-op Grant Program. So the Department of Tourism for the state of Wisconsin offers all sorts of tourism-based businesses the opportunity to do various types of marketing and advertising opportunities. However, some of these can be quite expensive for small businesses, and so our commission thought that a way that we could kind of help the tourism-based businesses in Franklin that maybe don't have large marketing budgets would be to offer this 50-50 grant program. So what they do is they apply with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism for whatever programs that they want to advertise or market with, and then they submit to us what they did and what the results were, and then based on that, the Tourism Commission reviews that and then offers back 50% of what it cost them. So really, they're only paying for 50% of it, and the Tourism Commission is paying the other 50%. We have earmarked $20,000 for this program with $2,000 per tourism-based business per year. We actually are just starting to roll this out now, so we haven't had anybody take us up on this yet, but we're hopeful for 2020 that we will have a lot of the tourism-based businesses in Franklin want to work with us through this. And then the last thing on this page is a brief snippet about the community promotional videos. So we've been working with a company called CGI to do some community promotional videos that just highlight, you know, tourism, economic development, quality of life, just all the aspects of what makes Franklin so great. And these videos, once edited and all that good stuff, will be used on the tourism website, as well as, I think, the plan is for on the city website, maybe? So we will use those, you know, in further marketing and advertising campaigns for the city. We will use it for tourism-based stuff, but we worked closely with economic development again so that the city could capitalize on that as well. The next page is a continuation of some of our other projects. So one of the other big projects that we did this year was we worked with Rock Ventures over with the Milwaukee Milkmen on a advertising campaign. And this is actually a year-long campaign. So it started later this summer, and it will go into part of the season for next year as well, so that we can capitalize on the inaugural season, but also continue to have work with them through next season as well. And this includes various things like a delivery route concourse sign, which will highlight other area Franklin businesses, restaurants, tourism attractions that visitors to Routine Field may be interested in visiting. It also includes sponsorship of fireworks. We'll be a game presenting partner. We will also sponsor their Milk on Tap social media show. And then one of the more interesting things we did with them was we are providing actually the signage in the bathrooms, which is where a lot of advertising gets done, unbelievably. So we are sponsoring those as well. And then some other things that we did for community support and advertising, and to kind of start to capitalize on our tourism theme, was we donated $1,000 to the Franklin Park Concerts series this summer for a very lovely concert. And we hope to continue to do that in the future. And then we also sponsored volunteer t-shirts for the Civic Celebration this year. Another one of our commissioners is Anne, who's also on the Civic Celebration Commission. So it was nice to work with her and be able to kind of tie those two commissions together.
Amy, before you leave that page?
Yes.
The delivery route concourse sign?
Yes.
I commend you for finally doing that. That's a wonderful thing that I've been working with Mike Zimmerman about trying to do since the day he mentioned he wanted to stay in here. So thank you for doing that. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it's one of the things that we're all very excited about, I would say. So thank you.
That's great.
Next page is just kind of some more upcoming stuff. So we did contract with the marketing firm to produce a website for tourism, and that is going to be live in early fall. We are really starting to kind of wrap up the design. I did send you guys, I know you got an email from me kind of about that, giving you the heads up on that. As soon as we have a firmed up domain name and some more logistics around that, I'll be in touch with you again so that you can see kind of where we're at and what we're doing with that.
And again, this is tourism dollars paid.
This is tourism dollars only, correct. This is hotel, motel, room tax. This is not being paid for by the city. And then the last page is kind of just our 2020 plans. So some of the things, and this is not all-encompassing, but some of the things that we want to work on in 2020, we want to hire a part-time staff person. So the logistics of that are kind of still being worked out. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for attending our strategic planning session and kind of giving us some of the options for how we might do that. So the commission is still trying to figure out the best way to go about that, but we do have plans to hire a staff member for 2020. And then we also want to continue to develop a robust marketing plan and really increase our social media and PR presence. So when you drive around Milwaukee, you often will see billboards like, that's why West Allis, and, you know, stuff like that, right? And so we want to make sure that Franklin has a piece of that as well. So as part of our robust marketing plan, we are looking at all sorts of different things that we could do, you know, to really get Franklin's name out there, not only for tourism, but also, you know, for visitors and business as well. So we'll continue to do that. And then we want to look for ways to do kind of additional community support and advertising. You know, go back to our pillars. One of our pillars is we support visitors, but we also support businesses. And we love our residents, obviously, because all of us are them. So we want to make sure that we are really doing some additional you know, good work in the community to promote Franklin and what a great community it is. So, with that, I'll stop talking and let you ask me some questions.
I do have a question.
Yes.
At the visioning meeting, you mentioned that you didn't think I would show up and that you would eat something if I did.
I said I would eat my shoe because I didn't think you would. I didn't think you would really come.
Did it taste good?
It tasted delicious. I'm so glad you were there.
I have a question about wayfinding signs in Strickland.
Sure. Yes.
So I represent the district, which is the four corners of all the different municipalities. Mm-hmm. So that would be College and 27th. So Oak Creek is on one side, Milwaukee, yep. Greenfield, and Franklin. And there's no signs that even designate that that's the beginning of Franklin.
Yes, wayfinding is something that is on our list for 2020.
And I thought the idea could be that that could be marketed as like the four corners where they all come together.
Sure, so yeah. I mean, we would love to work with you on that and kind of discuss with you more how that might come to fruition, but that is on our list for 2020.
And then the other one is, as I'm going down Loomis, I never see anything that says Umbrella Bar Rock. How do people know even how to get there, let alone what exit to
take? Yes, yes. Wayfinding and placemaking is definitely a big item for us this year.
And then something of interest to people in this room, maybe that it's been a while since I read up on this, but there are only 4 or 5 natural lakes in all of Milwaukee County, and Franklin has 3 of them.
Ooh.
Monastery Lake, Cutmeyer Lake, and
awesome. Well, we will definitely call those out on our website for sure, and take a look at. I didn't even know that, so take a look at ways we can incorporate that for sure. Thank you.
If you all see something that was missed on or improper on that list,
yes, let us know. If you see something missed or anything like that, please let us know.
I do have one thing. If you go back to the first page in your presentation on your mission statement,
yes.
Business and entertainment and recreation, you can lose one of those games.
That we went back and forth for like 20 minutes in our meeting about that, so I'm going to die on that ampersand.
Anybody else have? I've been in and out of this commission since it started, and I have to tell you that I'm pleased with the membership and their activities and their enthusiasm for the project. Again, their deal is very simple. It's to put heads in the beds. It's not to be our marketing arm, even though they're going down that path with us. So we all need to be mindful of that when we go to them with requests. But they've been very open and absolutely willing to discuss anything. So please feel free. Anybody else?
I did just have one, if I could ask you a follow-up question. In terms of reporting out to you all, obviously on the website and the statute, I think, says once per year. I think, both agree that that's not enough. We'd like to be in front of you and giving you updates more frequently. So I was curious as to how often you think you would want to be updated and if this format works for you, if there's another format that you would prefer. Yes. And you can think on that. You don't have to answer it right now, but give it some thought.
Alderman Nelson.
Just my 2 cents of a thought. I think, with everything we've got going on, especially all the developments, I think in everyone's best interest at quarterly minimum.
Okay.
I mean, to have you come in here with your energy and everything else going on, that's not a bad thing. And keeping people appraised is a great thing. So I would think quarterly wouldn't be overkill, but I think it would be relevant.
Perfect.
Any objections? See, no, I think so.
All right, so we'll shoot for quarterly, and I'll come in here and do the URA. Anything else?
No, but you may not know this, but you're required to stay until the end of the agenda.
We should be done by 10.
Oh, I have children. I have to go to bed.
Thank you very much. Move on to G3, which is update on a business appreciation event organized by the EDC. Ms. Burke.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to inform you that in great part due to the success of last year's business appreciation celebration, which took place at Tuckaway Country Club with approximately 125 attendees, we are going to hold it again this year. It will be on October 24th. This is not set in stone, but we are looking at having the location be the Polish Cultural Center this year. And the keynote speaker will likely be Mike Zimmerman with Rock Ventures, who will talk about the story of doing redevelopment on the landfill. So I just wanted to make you aware of the event coming up. I hope you will all be able to join us again this year. Most of you were there last year, as well as most of the department heads, and I think everyone had a really good time and had a great opportunity to mix and mingle with our business community. So I hope you'll all be able to join us.
Yeah, we might continue to hear from business owners and managers about how they appreciated that get together and how effective they thought it was in meeting their fellow business people and meeting us. So that was a great idea. So, questions? G4, modification to John's disposal service regarding weekly recycling, potentially weekly recycling, and potentially automated garbage service. You guys really don't want to leave for this one. So, Mr. Moore, you want to start it off?
Sure. In June, we received a letter from John's asking if we could consider revising our contract with him. He follow-up conversations. We talked to John's about some issues they're having, and we think it's probably justified, but we invited Nate from John's here to discuss this further and answer questions for the common council. It's probably more of a discussion during budget discussions, but we thought it'd be good to have the conversation here in a more of a public setting and at least give you a chance to start thinking about some options, and before we meet for budget, we can talk further.
So the politician's going to weigh in now. Before this council makes any decisions, I urge all of you to look at both sides of each part of the issue, because there is constituent feelings on each side of any part of this issue, whether it's weekly recycling. Some people are going to love it. Some are not. The transition from manual to automated garbage pickup, that will make your phones burn up. So consider that.
Can we send them all to you?
Yeah, please. this is a business issue. It's a very serious one. The staff and the ownership and Nate and I met with them and discussed it. Nate, I'll take some of your thunder if you don't mind. The price for recycled materials has gone through the floor. The recycling system used to make money and offset the discount that we get on our service. So we paid less money for our service because of the amount of recycling that we did. That money's all gone now. So in essence,